Welcome to the Sacred Sisterhood Podcast. I'm your host, Shani Lim, an internationally certified tantric practitioner. This is where you are going to discover all things love, sex, and relationships through powerful tantric and holistic teachings where you can bring awakening into the body. Come on this journey to release, open, and step into your true essence as a woman. Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome to the very first episode of the Sacred Sisterhood. I am so excited to have you join me on this podcast and listen to many episodes that will be coming out. And it's not only going to be me who's going to share my story and also my experience when it comes to like tantra and relationships and sexuality. I'm bringing on many different other people from all over the world who are going to share their experience and their journey when it comes to relationships, sexuality, and intimacy, and how they've been able to create a harmonious relationship with themselves and also with their partner if they do have one. And I'm going to share different perspectives too, where you get to take upon what these people have shared with us, and we get to make our own mind up on what feels good for us and our own discernment and our own belief systems. And I'm really, really, really excited to be able to share other people's journey along with my own and my own experience in my own journey when it comes to relationships and heartbreak. And so a little bit about me is that I've studied esoteric tantra for the last 5 years of my life, and I'm an internationally certified tantric coach, practitioner, whatever it is that you really want to call it. And I just love being able to help people feel really good in their body and to feel loved and to feel liberated from stagnant energy. So anything that's like contracting us inside of our body, because we seem to hold a lot of stuff in our body, and it's hard for us to be able to process all those feelings and all of this stagnant energy. And that's why I love tantra, because it helps us move energy within the body. It helps us utilize sexual energy to be able to alchemize our pain and whatever else it is that we've got trapped within our hearts and our wombs and inside the body as well. Because our heart is actually our connection to the divine for a woman. And that connection goes through your yoni as well. So your womb and your vagina, it goes, the connection to that, to your heart, to the divine. So it's such a beautiful, beautiful little, beautiful connection that we get to have as women. And I believe, and this is just my belief, that a lot from what I see and from what I have experienced when it comes to women, a lot of us are very disconnected, disconnected from our hearts, disconnected from our yoni, disconnected from our womb, and essentially leading us to being very disconnected from the divine. And the divine source, universe, our higher self, whatever else it is that you actually want to call it, but it's our opening to our ability to bring through that beautiful, loving, nurturing, joyous, happy, and vibrant version of ourselves that every woman has the ability to be able to have. So that's essentially what I do, and I'm so happy that I get to be able to provide that for the world and provide that for women and men. I really do enjoy working with men as well, because they personally have, well, they, majority of men in society are also disconnected from their heart, and it can really, and driven by their sexual energy and sexuality, and become very animalistic, and which is a disconnection to be able to connect with their woman, and it can cause a lot of problems and issues in a relationship. So my story is that how I got into Tantra, I have a really funny story around how I actually got into Tantra. However, I had an experience with a man that I was seeing, and I was dating him years before that as well. And then we reconnected, and I didn't realize he was a tantric coach. And we had this very crazy experience where I had a cosmic, what we call cosmic orgasm. And that is essentially, it was very, very transformational for me. It was a very massive, like, heart opener for me, even though I'd already been to South America and done what's called San Pedro. You can look that up if you want. And it's called a father plant, and essentially it helps open up your heart. Maybe I had to have that experience with the San Pedro to be able to have the experience with this man to be able to open up to the layer, like the depth of what I did with him. However, I was like, I had this very transformational experience where we essentially, like, I was like floating off the bed. I could feel his energy go through my body, and it was just so opening and so loving and so beautiful and euphoric. And I'm pretty sure this went on for like 4 hours or so, or maybe a little bit longer than that. And my energy was so high for like days after, and I just felt so liberated and so free in my body for the very first time in my life. Sort of with going and doing ayahuasca, yes, but in this way it was very different, very opening in my heart and very opening into my womb. And I had to go through experiences where I could feel the push of energy come up into my heart, and then it would explode open and I would just cry during our session, like during our lovemaking session. So, and it was like freeing my heart of all of these boundaries that I'd created around myself. It was a very difficult situation after, because I had a lot of stuff come to the surface that I had to deal with. And I just thought, oh my God, like, I felt so loved and so free in myself. And I can't believe an experience like this has allowed me to feel this way. And then that was kind of the beginnings of, all right, well, maybe I should teach other people this and teach other women this, of just to feel really free in herself. And it really liberated me into my femininity, because I was telling a friend today that I used to be a very angry person, and just very a tomboy when I was in my teenage years. I used to be very tomboyish, and so I could totally see the change and shift in myself of being able just to open myself up through sexuality and intimacy and connection. And it just did so much for me that all I want to be able to do is to be able to give that to other people, because it's other, and especially women, because the sense of self-love and the love that it can really give us for our body, especially when we're very, very present in the moment to be able to do it for ourselves, it's very heart-opening, and it can be very liberating and very, very nurturing, and just really, really open ourselves up so that we can really ground out into our bodies and really feel essentially at home and in our feminine energy. And it's just such a beautiful experience. So that's why I went on the journey of like, okay, I'm going to learn this and teach other people this and really just give my love that I had in my heart to other people. And the transformations that have happened for me over time when dealing with clients in these situations, that it's just be love can do so much healing when you're in that place for another person. So that is why I went on the journey of being able to learn this and embody this and really help other people have this experience too. And just to really feel, because when we got to go beyond our animal side of ourselves as well, which I, to make love now to how I used to make love was very short term, and it was only for small gratification. Whereas now it's like a whole body experience where I get to experience, when lovemaking, I get to experience the whole body's, my whole body enjoying everything that's going on in the moment. I get to feel it in every layer of myself, and the connection that I get to experience with the person that I'm making love with. It's a very, very heart, it's a very beautiful heart connection of being very deeply connected to that person. And look, I haven't always been this. It's not a small gratification anymore. It's more like, okay, this can be really healing and very pleasurable and very expansive in my being. Like, I get to now heal my heart and open my heart when I have lovemaking sessions with someone that I'm making love with, right? And it's such a beautiful experience that you get to have with somebody, because it can be so deep and so pleasurable and so magnetic. You get to feel just so much more than this short-term gratification of clitoral stimulation. You get to feel the internal area of your yoni, and when a man is penetrating you, you can feel his phallus like inside your yoni, and you can feel the energy moving through you as well. And you can feel his love and attention and presence. And it's such a beautiful, very, very beautiful experience. So this is why I really, really love Tantra. And I really love to be able to give so much more to sex. And so there's just so much more to it than this quick fix, you know, 10 minute, 15 minute, and then it's kind of like over. It gets to be a really beautiful long journey of pleasure and eroticism in connection. And you can make love like I was on a you'll see in my next podcast, you can make love through touch. And touch is such a beautiful thing that when you're really present and really connected with your heart, like you can make love with your hands. And the experiences that I've had in having such an open heart, I can like just the touch on my neck, or I can feel the energy go through my body, and just to really like receive the love through touch. And that also helps when you open your heart, is to receive that love. And it can be so beautiful and so pleasurable. So I love it, and I really love being able to help women experience this, because we're so used to just having clitoral stimulation and then it's kind of like over with, whereas this gets to be a really long kind of journey and experience that you can have more love throughout your whole lovemaking session. And lovemaking sessions can also be just what do you call it? Foreplay, like beautiful foreplay, but it's like a sacred foreplay where you get to touch and feel and taste and smell, and oh, it's so erotic and just so, like, you think that you read these books, right, where you read erotic books, it's like that. You get to experience that to that level because you've just opened yourself so much. And I love it. And I love it, love, love, love it. And I love to give that to everybody. So it's also taught me how to respect, honor, love, appreciate myself, and really honor my sexual energy, and not to just give myself away to everybody and anybody. It's really allowed me to, because you just fall so in love with your physical body, that you fall so in love with your sexual energy and your heart, that you have so many more boundaries around yourself, because you're just like, I just don't want to give this to anybody. Women have this innate intuitive ability when it comes to our physical form. We can feel when things are not good for us. However, we've been conditioned to believe that these things aren't good. So we've been so conditioned to ignore these warning signs that our physical body can actually give us, like problems with our yoni. So if we're having like thrush or things like this, can be a sign of energetic things that our physical body is actually picking up, to be able to go, hey, it's like a warning sign. We need to look here. We need to be able to take a look at what's actually going on in our physical body. What is it actually telling us? Is there something going on that I'm holding in my yoni, to, because a lot of stagnant energy is stuck there. And it's when you really get in tune with your body, you're able to feel when things are not good, and know when someone's energy isn't good for you. And I've had experiences where I've rejected people because my body was like, oh, like I didn't want to share their energy with mine. And it goes beyond just sharing like your physical body with somebody. This is an energy sharing, and I'm taking upon this person's whole experience, who they've slept with, the energy that they've taken on, their whole life experience. I'm taking all of that on into my body. And because you know that, you're very selective on who you wish to have to receive. As a woman, you are receiving. So we women penetrate the world through our heart. And think about it, if we have a really closed down heart, we really struggle to be in our feminine energy, to give love, to give nurture, to give all of this beautiful feminine energy. Men penetrate the world through their phallus. So to be able, we women receive the world through our yoni and through our womb. So we're also receiving his energy, right? All of the stuff that he's going through, all of the people that he's been with, we're receiving his energy. So it is up to us as women to be able to honor and respect ourselves so that we can choose who it is that we wish to receive inside our physical body. And I personally have had this happen before when I've known things are like not, when things haven't been good for me and I have to question it. When I think things are just like, when I feel things are off and 98% of the time I am spot on. And it is about me recognizing and trusting myself. And a lot of women have really struggled to trust in themselves because we've been conditioned from childhood not to. And that can come through with, I'll have another podcast come out. The next podcast that's coming out is so beautiful. And she talks about this as well. The woman who's in my next podcast, she talks about how our childhood experiences and how it impacts a woman's ability to be able to trust. So I'm super excited to release that episode and knowing that we women have to really come back into our hearts and really into our bodies so that we can learn to trust ourselves again, learn to feel more pleasure, to be in our hearts, to be in our feminine energy. And most of the time when clients come to me, it's like, I want to be more feminine. Like, I want to be able to be in my feminine energy. And this is what a lot of people recognize, I guess, in me is that and self-love. I want to learn to love myself. And it's such a beautiful thing. And I really do love being able to hold women in this experience and just really give them what they need. And to know that they too, like you too, have this inside of you. It's just the fact that we've just got stuck energy in our bodies, and that's okay, because I was there. I've had that, and I haven't always been so feminine like I am now. I've had to work on myself and work on my energy and work on trusting my physical body. And even to this day, that's been a little difficult to do that at times, you know, because you fall in love and you kind of want to trust the other person. And, but we need to learn to trust ourselves more. And that was an experience that I've learned over this time, is that I need to trust what my intuition is actually telling me, what my body is showing me. Okay, I'm stuck in my heart. All right, let's do some breath works and some like breast massage so that I can really open up my heart so I can give more love and more pleasure to other people and hold space for others. Because if I'm not in my heart, then I'm disconnected. I'm disconnected from the divine. I'm disconnected from myself. I'm disconnected from other people. And that is essentially what happens, is that we become disconnected. I'm a mother of two beautiful children that I love so dearly, and they're the most important thing in my life. And my daughter, she's one of the most important things that I want to teach her as she gets older, is to love herself, is to give back to herself, and this really opening up her heart so that she can really respect, honor, love, and have really clear boundaries and know and trust her body that these things don't feel good, and trust in her ability to say no. And I'm really excited for when she gets older that I can teach her how to do all of this stuff. and so that she can walk out there with confidence and know what is good for her. And I think it's such a beautiful gift to be able to give, especially because a lot of women get taken for granted or taken advantage of, and sexual assault and these kinds of stuff, which is really, really sad, and having to heal from that. So it is a really, really beautiful thing that we can honor, like do for ourselves, so that we can have not only beautiful pleasure, but also to connect with our spiritual side and connect with the divine and utilize our sexual energy to be able to open up our consciousness, essentially opening up our mind and self-awareness so that we can learn about ourselves and grow and expand and become the best versions of ourselves. And that is essentially what Tantra does for you. And this is why I really, really love it. So this has been my journey. I started off doing just mindset work. I think I've always kind of been a bit spiritual my whole life. I've had some really weird things go on in my life that, you know, if normal people kind of told, if people told you, you'd kind of look at the person and go, oh, she's crazy and needs to be in maybe a loony bin. And I have had those kinds of experiences in my life, and it has been a little bit crazy. But I've always been very spiritual, I believe. Not that I ever really tapped into it. I started off doing a lot of mindset work, especially after I had my daughter, because I suffered from postnatal depression and like high amounts of anxiety that I couldn't even leave the house. It was so scary that I would go to leave the house, and then if she would cry, it was like my anxiety would be so high because I was so scared of what everybody else thought of me, and that I was just a bad mom because I couldn't make her stop crying. And so I would stay at home and I wouldn't go out. That was for a little while I was doing that. And then I ended up working on my mind, doing a lot of mindset work. But it only took me so far, and I was like, there's something missing. And then I came across some woman who was in the spiritual field, and I then was like, oh my God, I need to go and work with her because I wanted to create a business so I could help people and help people with their mindset and all of that. And then realized she was very spiritual, and then ayahuasca came up. And then I kind of just got involved in like going on an ayahuasca retreat and having that experience, and really having my mind and my body completely blown, like opened. And I got back, and then that's when I separated from the father of my children, because I just I needed to be on my own, and we just needed to experience our own lives. And so now I'm on this journey of Tantra. Actually, it's a funny thing that kind of happened. I explained this to a couple of my friends, that Tantra actually came up in my ayahuasca ceremony. And I've got my diary from when I did my ceremony, and I was like writing Tantra in there. And after I became a Tantra coach, I reread my diary, and I don't ever remember writing about it, because when I very first had my Tantric experience, I was like, oh, like I thought I didn't even know what it was. And then realizing that during my ayahuasca ceremony, I was actually writing about it. I was like, and now looking back, I'm thinking like, wow, that was really crazy. I must have been, I don't know, journaling about my future self or something like that, or just channeling into what I was going to be doing. And I don't even remember writing about it. That's what I mean. Like, I have really crazy experiences like this that happened to me. And so this has been my journey. And now I've done like my advanced training in Tantra, and I really, really can't wait to start working with like couples, because I love love and I love being able to make people feel just so loved and so held, and couples really connecting beyond their physical, a bit like physical animalistic side of themselves, to really just connect on a deeper level and to really be able to feel and touch and taste and smell and really invigorate their bodies with this energy. So that's my ultimate dream. To be able to do that. I love working with women and I love working with men separately, but my ultimate dream is to be able to work with couples as well. And just so they get to experience so much pleasure and healing together. And that's where I'm at right now in my life. And I love going to the gym. I love looking after my body and putting in all of this good stuff. I was out with my friend yesterday, like last night, and we went out for dinner. And I was like, no, I'd just eaten after I got home from the gym, and I had some, I eat really strict. And she's like, Shani, you're so strict. All you eat is beans, and because I'm a vegan, she's like, all you eat is beans and all of this and that. And I'm like, yeah, I do, because, you know, I really love looking after my body, and it's something that I can give to myself. And she's just like, we went out and we had pizza. I ended up having a pizza, and she's like, so happy because I ended up having a pizza. I sat there and I ate the whole entire pizza. It was kind of like Italian pizza, so it was a very thin base and like lots of vegetables and stuff on top. But I ended up eating the whole thing. And then we went down I can't remember, waffles. She wanted a waffle, so she got a waffle and her partner got a waffle, and she's like, come on, please have a waffle. I'm like, no, I've just eaten a whole pizza and that's a lot for me. And the day before I had an ice cream as well. And I was like, yeah, no, that's plenty enough for me to have during the week outside of my daily normal eating habits and behaviors, because I genuinely love just eating the same thing over and over again. I know it's kind of boring, but it makes me feel good about myself, because I'm able to know what I'm intaking. I know that that's enough for me, and I know that I can sustain my training and all of that, and I don't get bloated and I don't get pains in my stomachs and in my stomach and stomach and all of that. So this is what I enjoy about eating healthy, and I'm not putting weight on, and I don't have to overdo all of my like cardio and all of these other kinds of things. Like, so I try to stick really, really rigid in my eating, because I really enjoy being able to eat very healthy. And it's so funny when people are like, oh, you just eat like so healthy all the time, and it's like, yeah, I actually genuinely love doing that, because I love feeding my body with all of this yummy, delicious things that are healthy for me. So looking after your body physically, internally, like what you put into your body, making sure you're drinking enough water, all of those kinds of things, and also what you're eating. And then the spiritual side of things, massage, pleasure. Like, there's so much pleasure that can be had in food as well. And if you're like me, it's a bit boring, but I also love eating what I eat, and it's very pleasurable to eat what I eat because it just makes me feel good. So these are the kinds of things that I guess like get to happen when you start to do all of this body work, and how important it actually is. You realize how important it is to be able to look after yourself as a woman, you know, to look good, to feel good, and do all of those things. Because when we don't do these things and we don't feel good about ourselves, it can really affect our ability to give love and to receive love too. From our partner or from, you know, a lover or whatever else it is. And looking after ourselves on every layer of like the mind, the body, the spirit is just should be a very high value for everyone, because we're able to expand from that place to love ourselves, to look after ourselves, to be able to give and really be grounded in ourselves. So I personally believe looking after your body is such an important thing, and looking after your spirit, your soul, all of that, it all entwine your mind, it all entwines with one another to be able to be the best person you can be and really connect and give love to every person that you come across. I connected with a man over the last like week, and because I'm part of a group, and he was like, one love. And I love that. And I'm like, yes, it is one love. And it is love that really helps us to be able to do more for others as well. And that's such a beautiful thing to be able to give. So this is my journey. This is who I am. And I embody this, and I really do my best to do this on a day, like I do tantra on a daily basis, and I meditate every day. And I think these things are really, really important for us as humans to be able to do and implement and make the time to do that too. Not just to get pleasure from something, but also to be able to give it and be able to receive it, because it is a symbiotic, I guess, kind of like relationship that we can also be able to get pleasure in other ways apart from the pleasure that we give ourselves and then our partners give us. It's also about getting pleasure out of the small things as well, like food and like going to the gym or going for a walk or going down the beach and letting the air breeze on your body, like being able to really feel this effect the external environment has on our physical body. Such a beautiful experience. So if anybody does want to book an appointment with me, I do have online sessions and I do have in-person sessions now as well, and some courses that will be coming out soon too. So I will be linking that all in to underneath. And if you desire to be going on this journey to really connect with yourself, give yourself that love that you actually crave and deserve, and you do deserve it because you are valuable, you are worthy of this kind of love, and we need to be able to give that to ourselves first in order to be able to receive it. And it's the most important thing that we need to always remember, so that we can give more love, have our cup filled up to be able to give more love to others, to receive more love. And we need to do that through our practices and giving ourselves that attention and love and devotion through practices, and really like, okay, how can I make this practice more present? Because the more present we become with ourselves, the more pleasure we'll get out of it too. So thank you so much for joining on here. If anybody has any questions, please go onto the social media platform and you can follow us and you can go on there as well and ask questions, because I'm going to have a lot of people come on to this podcast who've been through many different stories and what they do in the world and all of that kind of stuff. If you ever have any questions, please go onto social media and ask questions, because I will be pulling these questions up and I will be answering them for you, whether that's a question for me or whether that's a question for one of the people that I have come on. I can get them to answer that for you too. So thank you so much, my loves, and I really look forward to having you listen in to everybody who's going to join us and me as well and my experience, and hopefully I can share some wisdom and knowledge with you as well, and so that you too can grow and really embody everything that you already are, and to help move stagnant energy within the body so you can have a more pleasurable, enjoyable, euphoric experience with yourself and or with a partner. So this is really, really exciting for you, all my love.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Sisterhood podcast. For more great resources, in-person and online workshops, find us at alphayoni.com, Instagram, The Goddess of Love, and Facebook under Shani Lee. See you next time.